We're off and flying on a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And we'll have some open phone time here at the start. If there's something on your mind, something you want to let us know about, 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show this morning, 814-954-7266.
Actually, off and flying might be apropos.
There you go.
For today. First off, we have an open line program for the show. Yeah, we got more heavy stuff. We'll save the heavy stuff for later. All right, kind of like yesterday. Save the heavy stuff is a mountain of heavy stuff. Wind advisory. If I notice when I walk into the studio, the breeze is starting to pick up a little bit. There is a wind advisory today until this evening. So, yes, try not to be off and flying, all right? Not literal flying, all right? Not a good idea. But get ready, because apparently we got some breezes coming. And then tomorrow, I think just for a day, going to be downright cold tomorrow. Joe warned us about this. He did. Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, did it yesterday. So you have been warned. Windy today. Probably windy also and cold tomorrow. So there we go. Have fun with that. So anyway. All right. Let's see. There's a lot of things going on today. Let's start with slightly. Well, actually, this isn't slightly heavy stuff. We've had guests. We've talked about the potential closing of the Rockview State Prison and also the Quihanna Boot Camp, which is just above Carthus. Just barely in Clearfield County. And there have been some local meetings on that. Well, the real meeting is today. All right? The State Department of Corrections, their big public hearing is today. Actually, more like this evening. It's going to be up at Bald Eagle Area High School from 5 until 7 p.m. This is the one where I'm reading. Let's see. This is a Center Daily Times version of this. Doesn't say who is going to be at this gig, like, you know, important people and stuff like that. It's supposed to be Department of Corrections, you know, bigwigs. Okay. So now this one's especially about Rockview. They apparently, I missed this, they already had one in regards to the boot camp. That was back last week on the 10th. Actually missed that one. Should have caught that one. So this one this evening is primarily about Rockview. And the idea is, should they close the prison? And so if you want to sound off, and I think they are expecting a significant crowd at this event, probably the reason it's up at the auditorium at Bald Eagle Area High School. Plenty of room. Heck, even then it might be standing room only. I mean, it's going to be, this is today's big event, if you will. So today, 5 to 7 p.m., Bald Eagle Area High School, the big state public hearing about whether to keep Rockview open or not. And I assume people have a chance to, you know, speak their piece and all that sort of stuff. So there you go. That'll be the headline news for today. Now, today, of course, is also April 15th. You know what that means. Right, Mr. Ironhead? You know what that means.
Indeed.
What does it mean?
20 years ago today, Ray Graycar went missing. This is the 20-year anniversary of, and I don't know, we were talking about it. I was at a meeting last night, and we were talking a little bit about it, and it just, in some ways, it's hard to believe it was 20 years ago,
yes.
And in other ways, it seems like, yeah, even longer ago, it just... And it is one of those that it is, every time I read a piece on it, I'm like, now that's probably what happened. And then you read something else with a different theory, and it's like, aha, That's probably what happened. And it is amazing to me. It really is that 20 years after a district attorney goes missing, we
don't know.
I feel like we're no closer. I don't think we're any closer to having any idea which of the three possibilities occurred. Either he was taken, he on his own volition decided he's out of here, or he's no longer with us. Somebody, either somebody took him out or he took himself out. Those are the three possibilities. And there are some reasons to believe in any one of the three possibilities. And there are plenty of reasons why you'd be like, well, no, that's not very likely at all with all three. And again, one of those three is what happened. Either his life ended that day or very shortly thereafter, or he took off for parts unknown, or something else bad happened. Just a very, very bizarre case. And it's to me, it's amazing that 20 years later, we still really have no idea what happened to a district attorney in our area.
Well, there's been TV shows about it.
Many TV
shows.
Now,
hasn't been one lately. I'll be honest, that's not what I was talking about, but okay. 20 years. Wow. Where I live, he would have driven past my house that day.
Yeah.
And of course, memory being what it is, I'm conjuring up, because if I recall, he drove a small car, I think a Mini Cooper, like a small car. And me being a goofball, I suppose, I'm thinking, hey, I kind of remember that day. I remember seeing a small car driving past my house. Folks, I'm making this all up. I don't remember that, for goodness sakes. But he would have driven past my house. That part I know. And I know that road very well. Route 192 from Center Hall to Lewisburg. And there are some stretches of that road where there is nothing but trees. All right, there's nothing. There's no houses. There's no people. There's nothing. And God forbid, if I was a bad guy and I wanted to take out somebody, there's a stretch of road there where it could be easily done. It just is. Before you get to RB Winter State Park, which is right on the Center County, Union County line. It's on the Union County side, but right there. There's a stretch of road there that if I were a bad guy. Now, just talking about it makes me feel uncomfortable because obviously family members and all that sort of stuff, but 20 years, I'll be honest, that one slid past me. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
What happened?
It's just, it is crazy to me that that we still have no answers at all on what happened. And again, I've listened. There are people that are convinced they know what happened, but there are some people that are convinced that, you know, somebody did him in. There are people convinced that he did himself in. There are people convinced that he's off somewhere, at least was off somewhere, maybe still is, living the good life, but he just wanted to get away from it all. I have no idea. It's an amazing story, and it truly is just, when I say unbelievable, like it is truly, I can't believe that we don't have some answer. We don't know for sure, but we're pretty sure, and we don't. Again, there are various people that, pretty sure. No, you're not. I mean, and there's compelling. I've read some compelling cases for all three. I don't know. It is one of the strangest stories, and we've had some strange stories around here. I mean, we've had other unsolved disappearances, unsolved murders around here that are also amazing in their own right. But for a district attorney to just go off for a drive with the connections he had and to just vanish, seemingly, is just one of the most incredible things, most of the incredible stories we've ever had in this area.
His car made it to Lewisburg. His computer was found in the river. Not much more.
But was no help.
Yeah, not much more beyond that.
Not really able to glean anything from the computer. When that was discovered, like, all right, now we're going to get
somewhere.
Here we go. No, we weren't really able to recover anything of significance from it. And I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just crazy.
It's an unsolved, that TV show is Unsolved Mysteries. This is an unsolved mystery. And this has been on some of those crime shows in the past on TV. Actually, it's interesting that 20th anniversary, some intrepid reporter listening this morning, you need a story for today? There it is.
Oh, they're all over.
There it is. We want an update. Not a rehash.
No, the updates are all over.
They're
the
all
place.
Okay.
Just need to go out and Google Ray Gray Car anniversary.
You know, that sort of stuff. So. Yeah. Actually, it's tax day. That's the thing I was thinking of. Did you pay your taxes, ladies and gentlemen? Come on. Yes, you can file for an extension. I hope everybody knows what that means. That if somehow, I need more time. Okay, you can file for an extension, I believe, until October. But if you owe money, the IRS wants to be paid today, not October. Okay, you're late. If you know you owe money, you're supposed to pay something today. Now, if it's the other side of the coin that you know, I'm going to get a refund, frankly, the IRS's opinion, I think, in that is, take your time. No rush. Whenever you get around to it, okay. Now, all right, don't say, Scott told me to do this. No. But if you owe the government money, they want it now. If the government owes you money and a refund, take your time. Yeah, we'll get to it. I mean, that's the basic gist. But today's the day. I did my taxes with my tax friend. Oh, my. I'm looking at a calendar. 3-4 weeks ago or something like that. I can imagine that for those folks today, this is like crush day. Because people are rushing in. Oh, I got to get this done. I got to get it. Okay, come on, folks. You have tons of time. All right, come on. Tons of time. So, tax day. Don't forget. All right? Don't get yourself in trouble. All right. Let's lighten up a little bit before we go into a break. All right? The championship has been determined. It is all over. All right? Our friends from the Penn State Creamery having fun with their spring promotion. The Flavor Madness was down to the final two. It was down to Alumni Swirl and Peanut Butter Cup. All right, Mr. Ironhead, who do you think the winner was?
Alumni Swirl does it again!
Well, has done it.
Yes.
I don't think they did it again.
They did it again.
Oh, okay. All right. So Alumni Swirl's your big winner. Woo! I voted for Peanut Butter Cup.
Loser.
Oh, yeah. I get to the final. I get to the final, and I'm a loser. All right,
if you're not a champion, you're not a champion.
So congratulations to Alumni Swirl. I don't know. Maybe they have a special today at the Creamer. I won't be on campus today. Maybe they have a special. I don't know. So enjoy any of the flavors. Come on. They're all really good. Now, connected with that, I guess this is every year. The coolest thing made in PA. Now, I'm taking this from an Altoona Mirror story because the winner essentially was in their backyard. Now, you may argue, all right, now this is something that, what is this, the state Chamber of Commerce does this, the PA Chamber of Commerce. All right, does it, and they do it, you know, for fun. And they do, of course, it's like March Madness. You got a bracket. So who won this one? Who won this one? Then who advances? You know, the whole nine yards. But according to these folks, the coolest thing made in PA this year is, okay, the Sheetz MTO.
Hey, hey, hey.
Thinking,
that's pretty cool.
It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich.
Oh, it's a cool sandwich.
Now, in the final, okay, in the final, the Sheetz MTO beat out the classic Crayola crayons made over in Easton. See, I don't know. No offense to Sheetz. They're cool. I would have voted for the crayons. So what, am I a loser again? I would have voted.
I would have
voted for the crayons, but anyway. So there's a release out. You know, congratulations to the Sheetz MTO on their well-deserved victory.
MTO.
Now, if you're wondering the competition here, all right, the MTO beat out PA Hardwood Products in the first round.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest, I don't know what that is.
Oh, come on.
They beat out the Creamery? Oh, really? They beat out Zimmerman Shoes. Okay. Del Grosso Pasta Sauce. That one I'm familiar with. Taylor Chip Cookies. I'll be honest, I don't know that one. Taylor Chip Cookies. Crayola Crayons to get to the final. Beat out DS Stoves. Okay. Beat out Rita's Italian Ice. Ooh, I like those. Okay. D'Alessandro's Cheese Steaks. They beat out Peeps. You know, Peeps, you know, Easter candy. It's that time of year, right?
They're pretty cool.
Peeps are made here in Pennsylvania, if you didn't know that, Peeps. And they beat out Smith's Hot Dogs. Okay. So apparently it says there were 65,000 votes cast for some of these different things, but the winner apparently is the Sheetz MTO. So I guess congratulations to Sheetz. I would assume they're going to promote the heck out of this because that's pretty cool.
I would think so.
All right. So I'll be honest, I had an MTO yesterday.
Look at that.
There we go.
You and your cool ways.
So maybe that's the right way to go. I don't know. There we go. There it is. All right. And finally, as if you didn't have enough to worry about.
Oh, I got enough to worry about.
We have this category every now and then. As if you didn't have enough to worry about. Up in Erie County. Well, let me back up. All right. Now, if you follow news, we hope you do. You know that for whatever reason, down in Texas and New Mexico, there's been an outbreak of measles. Now, this is not funny, because I think the death toll's up to 3, which is horrible, terrible. But they've had, I think, hundreds of cases of measles in Texas and New Mexico. I think just those two states. Well, hold on. Apparently now, according to the Erie Times News, there are 5 cases in Erie County. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Getting close to us. According to the story, first time they've had measles up there in about 35 years. But there they are, 5 confirmed cases from the last couple of weeks. And apparently there is at least 1 reported case down in Lancaster County. So, folks, grab a map. That would be on either side of us. So, that's all the details I have on this one. I'm going to assume all of these cases probably are from unvaccinated people. And again, we still have arguments and whatever about vaccines and should you get them and I'm not going to get them and back and forth and so on. I mean, we've had the measles vaccine, oh, for goodness sake, since I was a kid. All right, a very long time ago. And they were very effective. It's like, okay, what's going on here? This should not be happening, either in Lancaster, Erie, Texas, or New Mexico. Now, you can feel however you want to feel about vaccines. I'm a vaccine person, all right? I remember when I was a little kid, and I'm thinking like 6 years old, so this was a long time ago.
Back in the day.
They had days back then.
Yeah.
It was 24 hours was worth. It was incredible. I remember getting my first shot at school. They did that stuff at school back then. the, I don't know, a person came, nurse, whatever came, and of course it was a little different. It was sort of like a gun, not a gun, but it didn't look like just a traditional needle and so on. It looked like a gun, and this lady puts it right up against my right, as I recall, it was my right arm, and she pulls the trigger. Did it hurt? Yes. That doggone thing hurt. And it actually, for a while, left kind of a circular mark on the top of my arm. But I got vaccinated, and I was cool. And numbers were going down, and now for some reason, they're going back up again. Why? All right, I'm a vaccine fan. I know some of you aren't. And maybe when we have open line time later, you want to chime in, like, here's why. Fine. That's why we have open line time. But, you know, all this argument about vaccines and so, okay. I mean, the measles one is proven. All right, we could argue about COVID. All right, we could argue about COVID. But the measles one is proven. It's like, why did people stop doing this? Not that, you know, you're not forced, but why did they stop? Mistrust, government, politics, why? I don't understand why. So we're going to have to keep an eye on this. 5 in Erie, 1 in Lancaster. I've got to believe some other ones are going to pop up someplace. And, of course, we'll keep an eye around here because I've got a whole lot of people here coming from a whole lot of directions, you know, Penn State, you know, international, all that stuff. We're going to have to keep an eye on this, folks. It's just like, this is one of these, like, I can't believe we're dealing with this. Once again, more things to worry about. Wonderful. Terrific.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right. Let's do it.
Maybe I'll run out and get an MTO. That'll make me feel better. All right. Free plug for Sheets or whatever. By the way, lots of other places have great sandwiches. So you pick your sandwich place of choice. All right. We'll take a break. Sports. Got plenty of sportsy stuff. And yes, then we'll do some heavy lifting. Probably another slow day over at State High yesterday because of their situation. Actually drove past the governor's mansion yesterday. Drove right past it. So we'll share that story. Let's talk. We'll continue after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap in at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. No purchase necessary.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Let the fun begin.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutchen has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
Well, what we have here is a Tuesday morning in play. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up, but right now is the time we take a check of sports on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, interestingly enough. We'll start with some goaltender news for Penn State hockey. Arseniy Sergeyev has become the 12th Nittany Lion in program history to ink a NHL contract. He has signed a 2-year entry-level deal with the Calgary Flames. That officially announced yesterday. Sergeyev, of course, helping lead Penn State to its first ever Frozen Four appearance. He put together one of the best seasons by a Penn State goalie in the program's history, going 19-9-4 with a .919 save percentage and a 2.54 goals against average to go with four shutouts. The Russian native expected to do well as he moves forward. Again, head coach Guy Gadowski talked about his importance in the locker room, as well as obviously his outstanding skill set as a goalie. So with Sergeyev moving on, Penn State looking for a goaltender, and whoa! Well, hello. We found one. Kevin Riedler announcing yesterday that he is committing to Penn State. He had entered the transfer portal out of Omaha after that program was eliminated in the NCHC tournament. Riedler was a fifth-round draft pick of the Ottawa Senators in the 2022 entry draft. The rising sophomore went 4-1 with a .92 save percentage and a 2.74 goals against average in 8 games. Last season, before beginning his collegiate career, he went 27-5-2 with a .902 save percentage for the USHL's Dubuque Fighting Saints. High school sports from yesterday. The Bellefonte softball team picking up a 15-5 win over Bellwood Annis. Jaylee Lowe's had herself a day, belted 2 home runs and drove in 7 on the afternoon. Taylor Brown and Reagan Manning also homered for Bellefonte. Lady Red Raiders now 4-1 on the season. Bald Eagle Area's softball team shutting out Penns Valley yesterday 4-0. Sierra Albright tossing a complete game one-hitter. She recorded 15 strikeouts on the day. Rayleigh Rapaski hit a 2-run double in the 5th, and Cindy Thompson went 3-for-3 to lead the offensive attack for the Lady Eagles, who improved to 5-1 on the season. Lady Rams fall to 4-2 on the year. Phillipsburg Osceola cruising to a 14-3 win over Clearfield in softball action yesterday. Olivia Bazzari gave up 1 earned run over 5 innings of work and also went 3-for-4 at the plate with 6 RBI. The Lady Mounties improving to 5-3 on the season. PO will be right back at it today, hosting Central Cambria at 4:30. State College will be back in action today, visiting Central Dauphin. The Bald Eagle area baseball team outscoring Penns Valley 13-7 yesterday. Isaac Johnson went 2-for-4 with 3 RBI to lead the Eagles offense. The Rams actually had a 7-6 lead in this game before the Eagles erupted for 7 runs in the bottom of the 5th. Caleb Iram went three shutout innings, giving up just one hit to pick up the victory. The Eagles are now 2-6, while the Rams fall to 0-10 on the season. Belfont's baseball team evening its record at 4-4 with a 7-1 win over Bellwood Annis yesterday. Zach Lehman went 3-for-4 with 3 RBI to lead the Red Raiders offense. Parker Caparelli also drove in a pair of runs, and he also tossed 2 innings of 1 hit ball. The Red Raiders used 4 pitchers who scattered 7 hits in the victory. The Phillipsburg Osceola baseball team remains unbeaten on the season after a 9-3 win over Clearfield yesterday. Lucas Peterson was 3-for-4 with a double, a triple, and 4 RBI for the Mounties. Archer Bowman went 6 innings, giving up 2 earned runs on 4 hits. He also had 6 strikeouts to earn the victory. The Mounties are 7-0. St. Joseph's baseball team getting a big 7-6 win over Greenwood yesterday. That game went 10 innings before St. Joe's got the walk-off win. Caleb Foytak with a couple of RBI for the Wolfpack. He also pitched 5 innings, recording 9 strikeouts. The Wolfpack now 3-5 on the season. State College boys lacrosse team earned a 13-9 win over Central Dauphin yesterday. The Little Lions are now 7-3 on the season. State College baseball team will be home this afternoon against Central Dauphin. First pitch is scheduled for 4:15. Again, State College softball also back in action today, visiting Central Dauphin this afternoon. The Penn State baseball team welcomes Delaware this evening, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's a dollar dog night at the park.
Tuesday.
Now, we're doing a new segment thanks to the Center Hall Farm Store here in our sports report.
Uh-oh.
We're going to pick normally an athlete each morning who has an outstanding game, and there would be several we could choose from yesterday where we, you know, say you need to feed the beast when it comes to the exploits of local talent. But, I mean, come on. It's Dollar Dog Night. We are the beasts. Feed the beasts who attend Medler Field at Lebrano Park tonight. Center Hall Farm Store sponsoring our Feed the Beast segment on our sports report. Tonight, we're feeding ourselves. Feed the beasts that are in attendance at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. First pitch is set for 5:30. The AHA champion Penn State women's hockey team will be throwing out the first pitch tonight. The Nittany Lions are off to a 22-12 start this season. Delaware comes in at 18-16 on the season. Again, Penn State and Delaware at 5:30 this evening. This will be the 5th Dollar Dog Night of the season. Again, the way this works, you hand over a dollar and you get a hot dog. So if you hand over like $5, you'd get like five hot dogs.
Wow.
Is the way this is going to work. Penn State fans through the first 4 dollar dog nights of the season have consumed 24,628 hot dogs. Mr. Gacy.
Okay.
How many hot dogs do you believe will be consumed this evening?
Well, let's see. The weather today won't be that bad, but again, we have this wind advisory, so it's going to be breezy. That could be fun for a baseball game. Let's see. Carry the one. 6,000. 6492.
Got it.
This is not the lottery number, okay? Unless you want to. It's up to you. No.
I am going big.
Uh-oh.
Go big or go home, I say, and I'm not going home. I say 7,000.
Wow.
55 dogs.
Woo.
Will be consumed.
Write that down.
Tonight.
Okay.
So we will, we have everything jotted down here. We will see how many hot dogs will be consumed tonight as the good folks at Medler Field at Lebrano Park will feed the beasts tonight.
This is the fifth one, right?
This is the fifth.
So we've done this five times. I think I've won three out of four, right?
That could very well be. I haven't been keeping track. I probably should have been keeping track.
Okay.
I think I'm 4-0, but you it's possible.
Well, you can think all you want.
Yeah.
I know that's not right.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Penn State softball team will wrap up its 9-game homestand and will play its final non-conference game of the regular season when it hosts Pitt in a 5:30 start. They are getting ready to begin the irregular season. Always a fun time of the year. No, that's not.
It's postseason.
Today at Nittany Lions Softball Park in Beard Field will be the 5:30 start. Again, Penn State versus Pitt. Need I say more? I don't think so, but I will. Penn State is 20-20 on the season. Pitt comes in at 14-26. Well, that's just pitiful. See what I did there? Pitiful. The Nittany Lions are 6-2 on the current homestand. You know, 7's a lucky number. Why not go 7-2? Penn State will then visit Iowa for a 3-game series this weekend. Dollar Dogs beating Pitt. Dollar Dogs beating Pitt. Now let's just combine it all and make it a great night the whole way around. Penn State libero Ryan Merck has been named the EIVA Defensive Player of the Week. And it's not just me naming him that. It's actually the conference.
That's
the
good.
EIVA has, you know, because, I mean, it would be, I think he'd be honored to get it from me. But the EIVA does their own presentation.
A little bit better, yeah.
The honor coming after the Nittany Lions recorded two big five-set wins over George Mason this past week. Ed Merck with double-digit digs in both of the victories. I had a season-high 14 on Friday and then added 12 on Saturday. Nittany Lions, big weekend coming up. Penn State will host Princeton at Rec Hall. The Tigers need one win in those two matches to clinch the EIVA regular season title. Penn State going for the irregular season title. No. I keep getting that mixed up. And hosting rights come with the regular season championship for the conference tournament. Nittany Lions could take the title with a pair of victories over Princeton, and that, of course, would mean the EIVA tournament would be at Rec Hall, where it has been for each of the past four seasons. Well, you don't want to see it go anywhere. Let's just go ahead and sweep that.
Yeah.
What do you say, boys?
Go for it.
Penn State men's lacrosse, number 8, once again, in the inside lacrosse rankings this week. Other Big Ten teams in the rankings, it's Maryland at number 3, Ohio State is number 6, Michigan is 13th, and Rutgers 18th. Penn State got the big win over John Hopkins last week. They were 19th. They're no longer ranked. We knocked them out of the rankings.
Ooh, wow.
See how we do that?
We normally are really good.
Penn State will play its final regular season game on Saturday when it will take on 18th-ranked Rutgers on Senior Day at Panzer Stadium. And then we move into the irregular season. No, it's not. Crying out loud.
Come on.
I keep getting it mixed
up.
Who
writes the script?
My goodness. Did the Pittsburgh Pirates, I mean, where was that offense all weekend long? Fun game. You know, and maybe it'll be the start of something big, or maybe it'll just be, you know, that one.
You get Paul Skeens to pitch every game. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it does help having Mr. Skeens on the mound. Man, some of his, the arsenal he has really is remarkable, and it was on full display last night. That dude just has, you name the pitch, and he's like, all right, here you go. We'll give this a whirl. It is amazing to watch him work. It really is. Pirates provided plenty of offensive support last night, though, going 8-for-10 with runners in scoring position. And they were perfect for a while. Skeens improves to 2-1 on the season. Came off a career worst outing. It was 5 runs on a cold. I mean, if that's your worst outing, and it was, you're in pretty good shape. Skeens, though, really sharp last night. Went 6 innings, allowed just 1 earned run, 2 runs overall, 3 hits, no walks once again, struck out 6, and stayed under the 100 pitch count, 99 pitches last night. Pirates get a big win to kick off the homestand against the Nationals, who have lousy starting pitching so far this season. They have the worst ERA in the National League. I think maybe in Major League Baseball. For sure in the National League. Washington losing its 3rd straight as the Pirates broke the game open in the bottom of the 8th. And, again, a very good night for the Buccos offense. Key Brian Hayes and Emmanuel Valdez, each with a couple of hits and 3 RBI to lead that offensive attack. Game 2 of the 4-game set on tap tonight at 6:40. We will have live coverage at 6:15. Right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The Phillies losing to the Giants last night, 10-4. Philadelphia dropping to 9-7 on the season. Bryce Harper did swing a special bat yesterday, and they are he and his wife getting ready to welcome a 4th child, and Harper used a blue bat in his first plate appearance of last night's game, and that revealed the gender of his 4th child.
So it's going to be a boy.
So,
okay. Congrats.
Well, no, it's a girl. Oh, no, you're right. It is. Oh, blue for boy. Blue. Now I...
Yes, there I we go.
Yes, so congratulations to...
That's unique.
Bryce Harper. Yeah, it was kind of a neat moment in an otherwise not so neat game for the Phillies last night. Pittsburgh Penguins getting ready to wrap up their regular season and their season, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Golf course. They'll do some irregular golfing,
golf
apparently.
Course is going.
Penguins will host the Capitals in the season finale on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And I don't know. It is going to be a very interesting offseason for the Penguins. Philadelphia Flyers are back in action tonight, hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. And then the Flyers will also conclude their season on Thursday night as they will travel to Buffalo to take on the Sabres. And Terry Pegula's squad will put an end to Philadelphia's season one way or another. Oh, it is just tough times.
They're done.
For Pennsylvania professional hockey.
There we go.
And it's not exactly been a banner couple of weeks here on the baseball front either, but the Buccos, I mean, they
Your
broke out the bats.
Won last
oh, they
night.
Broke them out big time
well,
last night.
Come on
night.
And stop the doom.
10 runs.
Stop the doom and gloom.
I think that about equals their run total for the season to date in one game last night.
I mean, my Orioles didn't win last night.
Well,
they didn't play.
That's their fault.
Which
why wouldn't you schedule the game?
Which is slightly helpful. They didn't play. Anyway. Yeah, I tell you
San Diego Padres, by the way, the Mad Turtles team, they are rolling. Best record in Major League Baseball at 14-3.
Oh.
10-4 win over the Cubbies last
Can you see their games? Can you tune in their game?
When they come on ESPN, we sure can.
Oh, so not that often. Okay.
Fernando Tatis is our guy. We're coming right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. No purchase necessary.
This year's Penn State Board of Trustees election is about transparency and competence. And Pat Romano is asking for your alumni vote. Pat is a successful local business owner from Phillipsburg and a leader on the World Campus Alumni Board who believes in lowering student tuition, saving Commonwealth campuses, improving the Penn State student experience, and in honoring Joe and Sue Paterno by returning the Joe Paterno statue. Number 3 on your alumni ballot, Pat Romano will focus on Penn State's future and enough of the nonsense. This spring, vote for Pat Romano for the Penn State Board of Trustees.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a stock-up, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit Belfont Cruise.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, there we go. Also, now the WNBA draft was last night. All right, two quick things. No surprise, Paige Bucker is number one pick. No surprise.
Backers, yeah.
To the Dallas Wings. Everybody expected that. I mean, it was a no-brainer.
I was stunned.
Three rounds. No,
I couldn't believe it.
No, please. Three rounds. The only other thing I noticed, Big Ten has some work to do because not a lot of Big Ten players taken last night, and definitely not amongst the top players, if you will. Last year was Caitlin Clark. Okay, all about her. Big Ten. I'm looking for Big Ten players, and I'm scrolling. I'm like, I'm not seeing any. There's no Big Ten players. Notre Dame had like three players taken last night. SEC had a bunch. I think Alabama had like three players taken last night. A lot of SEC players. Big Ten, you got to go in a while before you finally see a Big Ten player. And granted, all right, we're still getting used to USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon. Right?
Uh-huh.
We're still getting used to those four. I had to think a little bit. Oh, yeah, that's Big Ten now. A number of players from those programs, not so much if you want to call it the traditional Big Ten. Not much. I don't know, women's basketball, Big Ten, they got some work to do. Now, help me out. I'm confused, all right?
Well,
I'm always there.
Yeah.
Penn State baseball game's at 5:30, correct?
That is correct.
And the Penn State softball game is at 5:30.
That is correct.
And they're doing Dollar Dog Night at the baseball game.
That is correct.
Why not the other one?
I don't know.
Come on. I called a softball game last week. There's a concession stand. Right there it is. They should do Dollar Dog Night at the softball game.
don't know what their capacity is in terms they don't have quite the serving capacity that Medler Field at Lebrano Park would have. That I know.
Well, there wasn't a gigantic. Now, granted, the women are playing Pitt today. Maybe the Penn State Pitt thing might draw fans. Just like, come on, we want to beat them. I mean, the crowd wasn't gigantic in the game I called last week, so I don't know if they'll have a gigantic crowd tonight. I just thought, I mean, you got Dollar Dog Night over here. Come on. You know, equal time, whatever, stuff like that. Boom, boom, boom. Just a thought. All right, there we go. All right, 814-954-7266. Yes, plenty of heavy stuff to discuss on the show. Once again, this Rockview thing is tonight. This state public hearing is not tonight, this evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Bald Eagle Area High School. Big crowd, I'm sure, expected. State officials don't have names. State officials will be there to discuss possibly closing the prison. I would assume public hearing means people will have a chance to sound off and all that sort of stuff. Watch your news probably tonight and tomorrow morning for a recap, because that's probably the big story, I think, of the neighborhood today. People have been waiting for this thing. Here it is. Today, 5 to 7 p.m., Bald Eagle Area High School. Go, you know, whatever, if this affects you and so on. State College. Now, granted, we're here. We're not over there. State College High School. Hopefully, you know, obviously you follow news. You know that somebody made threats that they were going to do bad things at the school on Monday next week. I think that was the day. Somebody tipped somebody off. Police got involved, arrested someone that is from Mifflin County that used to live in State College. Investigations continuing, but a lot of extra security yesterday.
Yeah, second person also identified.
And I wondered. Now, granted, we got to be careful here about surmising, because they're investigating and all that sort of stuff. I don't want to get too far out in front of our skis here, so to speak. But yesterday, no surprise, you got, I'm using a round number, 2,500 people for that school. Students, adults, probably, actually might be more than that, I'm not sure. And they all had to go through security, extra metal detectors, extra police officers there. And as it turned out, I think everybody showed up on time. School got started an hour late because it took all that much extra time to search everybody as they're trying to get in the building. Ugh. I'm going to assume today is going to be much the same. Now, maybe after doing it for a day, they can kind of, I don't know, smooth it out or streamline it or whatever, you know, fancy word there, so that it won't take as long. But I have to believe it's going to be much the same today. No details. There's school tomorrow and Thursday. Again, I'm going to assume same deal tomorrow, same deal Thursday. Friday, of course, is Good Friday. Nobody has school on Friday. So then we'll see about next week. But again, when that story broke over the weekend, I'm like, holy mackerel, where did that come from? So if you're a state high parent, now you're not a state high parent, you're a little guy parent.
Yep.
None of this stuff at his school. Or is there stuff at his school?
Not at his school. There's a lot of talk. and this is why I will just tell you, while I am critical often of politicians and decisions made, school boards and decisions made, I will tell you, just reading through some of the comments yesterday, there are parents that think this is overkill. Like, all right, we've already wiped out the threat, for crying out loud. There are others that are like, this is why you need permanent metal detectors in all of the schools. And just moving forward, like this isn't, And there's everything in between. Well, you got to do it the rest of this week, but then, come on, after Easter, let's get back to normal. Others say, well, you got to do it the rest of this year, but then let's get back to normal. Again, people are all over the place. Well, I know what should be done. And I'll be honest, like, part of me, I hate where we're at. I do. I hate as a society. I want to be able to just walk on an airplane. I don't want to have to take my belt off and take the clothes off and go through it. And listen, the fact is 99% plus of us, there would be no incident, no problem. Well, yeah, but you see, the issue is, if you know there's no security checkpoints there, well, you make yourself vulnerable. So, I mean, I understand. I'm not happy about it when you go to the airport and you have to go through it, but I understand it and accept it. I really understand the folks that, come on, we don't want our kids to be searched like they're criminals when they haven't done anything wrong. But we've talked about this, my gosh, for decades now. Going back to, I mean, Uncle Kev and I, it's like, well, if you are advertising, hello, nobody here at the school has anything that would impede you if you come in with weapons. We don't allow weapons on the school. Nobody can have them. Well, if you're the bad guy and you're looking to inflict damage, where are you going to go? Well, here is a soft target. They are advertising. Hello! Nobody here has anything that can do anything that will impede you. Young, innocent folks here. Well, that is... folks, for too long, we advertised that. And lo and behold, some people with very bad intentions did very bad things. I can't tell you how much I despise the thought of really elementary schools were going to have metal detectors and increased security presence. And I'm just telling you, as the parent of a kiddo who is going to one of those schools, yep, if we think that will help prevent, and again, this is the other thing. It's we're looking for the foolproof. There is no foolproof anything. There's not. We can do everything we can, probably. Well, and that's another discussion. Because everything we can, I was just about to fall into it, where we have to do everything we can. Well, we don't really mean that. Everything we can would be, well, we put every kid in bulletproof gear every day. Well, that's everything we can. Well, no. That's well, I thought safety was first. We got to do everything we can. No. First of all, cost prohibitive. Second, again, you're terrorizing the kids. This goes across the board. We get into these discussions where, well, we've got to do everything we can. No, we don't. And we don't, right? Like this comes up every now and then. Well, we've got to lower the speed limit here because we've got to do everything we can. We don't actually mean that, because if we're doing everything we can to prevent traffic fatalities, well, we wouldn't allow our cars to go more than 15 miles an hour. That would be the limit. Well, maybe 10 miles an hour.
Or we
would. That would be the safe. Well, we're not going to tolerate.
We wouldn't
that.
Allow cars.
Anyways, that's another side discussion. I don't know what the right answer is. Again, there are very passionate people that are, and I understand, listen, it was a nuisance. I know some folks that, and it's like, and they understood, I mean, but it's like, man, an hour to get in to the school. Now, you had a credible threat that people are on edge, understandably, you know, I have some friends with kiddos in the high school, and they're on edge, and they're trying not to let thoughts get away from them. But again, this wasn't somebody wrote on a bathroom wall. Like, they had somebody that clearly was planning and ready to do harm, and if it wasn't thwarted by somebody who caught wind of it and alerted the proper folks, again, you shudder to think about the possibilities there. It is heartbreaking. It really is that we're living in the times we are. You know, I'm watching some of the news coverage. We do have that there is a segment of our society right now, we've got to get a handle on this. There is a segment of our society. Well, yeah, Donald Trump is Hitler, so if somebody takes him out, stop it. For the love of God, stop it. Think about what you are saying. But we have, I mean, CNN is airing an interview with somebody that is calling a cold-blooded murderer a young man with good morals. A cold-blooded murderer.
Oh, is this the...
And they are airing this.
The bank guy.
They are... This is... Well, yeah, this is... And the reporter is laughing right along with the woman. It's hard to find somebody, you know, a good person with good morals like this guy. He just murdered a father and a husband. Cold-blood murder from behind. And we have a reporter and a citizen laughing. Good morals. Jesus. Think about that. Not all of us. But man, there's a good segment of us that have just completely lost our way. And yes, with that culture and with everything that is going on in social media and the number of people that feel lost, that feel alienated, God, what an awful situation we have. And it's heartbreaking. But I think we need to not do everything we can, but we need to do a lot to try to protect our kiddos so that they can be safe during the day. We're coming right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
This year's Penn State Board of Trustees election is about transparency and competence. And Pat Romano is asking for your alumni vote. Pat is a successful local business owner from Phillipsburg and a leader on the World Campus Alumni Board who believes in lowering student tuition, saving Commonwealth campuses, improving the Penn State student experience, and in honoring Joe and Sue Paterno by returning the Joe Paterno statue. Number 3 on your alumni ballot, Pat Romano will focus on Penn State's future and enough of the nonsense. This spring, vote for Pat Romano for the Penn State Board of Trustees.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society gold medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanyknights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7. It's Let's Talk here as we roll into the second and final hour of today's big show. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. I do wonder how many different cases, not just school situations like we had here in State College, threats against schools. Just overall, how many threats do get thwarted? Daily, monthly, weekly, annually, whatever, in this country. And again, it takes that one time where somebody does fall through the cracks and we're all over it, and it's like, man, why didn't anybody connect the dots? And in many cases, most cases, I would say, it's like, well, yeah, somebody should have connected the dots. Again, kudos. Thank God somebody connected the dots here and alerted the authorities, and the authorities did their job in the school district with the authorities continuing to do their job to do everything we can within reason, I guess, so I'll throw in to try to keep everybody safe. But there is a cost, right, with all of it. I mean, a financial cost, but there's also, like, kiddos, I have to believe, I don't know to what degree, and it probably is going to vary person to person, but you're on edge a little bit if you're going to State College School District this week. And some probably just annoyed at the hassle now of again, they were delayed an hour. It was basically a one-hour delay with the school day yesterday for State College. And, yeah, I think it'll be much the same thing today. And it sounds like at least for the rest of this week, and then we'll just have to see. And again, there are people, I don't know what the right thing to do is. I'm sure there's a lot of conversation between the authorities, the police, and the administration at the school. Hey, what's the smartest, best approach here? And I don't know. Maybe it is at least keeping it in place for the rest of the year and then talking about it. Maybe it is just getting back to quote unquote normal next week. I don't know. I have to believe there's at least going to be increased security presence and folks looking into everything surrounding the school for the rest of the year. But in terms of, do we go through the metal detectors the rest of the year? Again, I did not realize, and I'm just not over there, no reason I would know one way or the other. I did not realize Phillipsburg, Osceola School District has had them in for quite some time,
several
at least at the
years,
high school.
Yes.
I don't think they have it at the, I think it's just the high school though.
High school.
At Phillipsburg, Osceola. We are in a time where, and I genuinely can't believe this, where we can't get a consensus where everybody condemns publicly, all right, yeah, let's not firebomb any businesses. Like, that seems, there may be a business that I despise and I think they're doing horrible things, like they're getting away with doing illegal. It honest to God, it would never occur to me, well, let's firebomb that place. Or let's condone, or even silently stand by and watch others do it. No, you see something getting firebombed, you come out and you say, hey, we can't have that. We can't tolerate that in our society. We need to catch the perpetrators, punish them severely, and move on. That seems pretty obvious and basic. You can't be burning down government, governors' houses. You can't be burning down any houses. You can't be okay with anybody plotting to do harm to any of our political officials. Again, you can vehemently disagree with the direction a politician is taking us. You can vehemently disagree with the policies. Stop with the, well, yeah, we think violence is okay. In this particular case, you cannot like different jobs that different folks are doing, in the insurance industry, in the healthcare industry, in whatever industry. By all means, protest it, let your voice be heard, do what you can to fight to change. But to celebrate a father and a husband being gunned down on the streets from behind, I just can't get my head around it. I genuinely don't understand and how we can have a news network, and I was going to say a respected news network. I don't know that CNN has been respected much for probably over a decade now, but there's some that I think probably still respect it. How you can have a news network air an interview with a citizen where the citizen and the interviewer just chuckle about this person with good morals, good, handsome young man who is a murderer. We saw a murder take place, and they're laughing. Yep, good morals. It's hard to find somebody with good morals like this. I mean, good God, how lost has our mainstream, I've criticized the mainstream media for a number of years, and people will push back. Come on, folks. nobody there in the editorial, the reporter themselves not being able to recognize, oh, this is probably not a good look for our news organization. I use news in air quotes there. But nobody higher up says, you know what, let's not air this. This probably not something we want out there. You make all kinds of judgments. This is a story we want to run. This one, not quite worthy. Man, not losing. We've lost our way. This is sick. It really is. It's sick stuff.
I wish I would have seen this clip, CNN clip.
It is.
If you know where it is
mind-boggling.
Let me know.
To get it.
I missed this one. Now, it's interesting. Tomorrow we have guests. from the Page Center at Penn State, part of the College of Communications. They're doing a special event next week where they're going to have some experts to come in talking about trust in media. How's that for timing? Now, our guests tomorrow are not the experts that are going to be part of this event. They're the hosts for the event. But when I found out about their group, the Page Center, I was like, I didn't even know what that was. I reached out to them. I said, you folks would like come on the show. Let's talk about what you do. And they're like, yeah, that'd be great. So we have two folks going to be joining us in studio tomorrow. About the Page Center, and we'll talk about trust in media. You know, how do young people, because obviously they're on a campus, they work with students, how do young people, see all this stuff? Do they see it differently maybe than older people do? Maybe, I don't know. The Luigi Mangione story, I vented about that after it happened. All right, this kid, cold blood murdered a guy right in the back, and we have it on video. I mean, there's no hearsay. We all saw it. I mean, right up to the moment, at least all the networks that I watched, they had it going up to the moment the guy pulls the trigger. All right, thankfully, it didn't go any further than that. Somewhere out there it might be. I hope not. And then they catch the guy in Altoona, at a McDonald's, I think, down in Altoona. They were able to nab the guy. The love for this guy because of the hate for the health insurance industry. Folks, you can have whatever hate for health insurance or the health industry as you want. I can't change your mind. But I agree with my friend. A cold-blooded murder is not something to be celebrated. And yet there are some people out there doing just that. Now, granted, social media is so full of crap. It just is. It's full of crap. And, I've got, what is in my notes here? I've got this somewhere. I don't know if I can find it real quick. I mean, the conspiracy theories on social media are off the charts. I mean, they're just really, really bad. I had an example. What did I do with that? Okay. All right. I got to find it here someplace. But, oh, yeah. The Trump assassination over in Butler. All right, that happened back in, what was that, July. All right, everybody saw it, right? It was obviously on TV, and then it happens and all that sort of thing. There are people online, on social media, that are absolutely convinced that that was all a hoax. Now, the whole Trump assassination was a setup, that it was a setup to make Trump look good, that sort of thing. I'm going to read I saw this. This is from like last week, and I put it down. I'm like, are you kidding? All right. Some person, now granted, again, on social media, it's so easy to be anonymous. All right. You don't have to put your name out there. You have some goofy name that you make up. And not your picture, but, a picture of a cartoon character or something, whatever. Somebody says the very fake assassination attempt, which ended up in the murders of the others. Doubt that was supposed to happen, as the shooter was supposed to aim higher than the people in the stands, but he didn't. Oh, for goodness sakes. Some idiot, in a technical term, some idiot makes up this story because, A, they probably hate Donald Trump more than anything, and, B, they just think that this is total crap. It just, oh, this is all made up. This is a hoax. Yeah. Now, how much does social media add to that? A lot. Now, do we get rid of social media? Well, that's not going to happen. Can we clean it up somehow? Probably not. All right. You could put whatever strictures you want down there. That's probably not going to do it. Now, at State High yesterday, if I'm correct, a lot of kids stayed on their buses. So, in other words, the buses show up, and yep. The kids sit on their buses yep. until the people in front of them essentially go through, and then they get off their bus, and they go through.
Yep.
I'm assuming, all right, let me be plain, I'm assuming today, tomorrow, Thursday, probably Monday, because Monday was supposed to be allegedly the day that this was going to happen. So I've got to believe they're going to continue into next week. Is it a royal pain? Yes. Is everybody complaining about it? Of course they are. Do they understand why they're doing it? I'm going to guess the answer is yeah.
Yeah.
The kids get it.
No, I think that's right.
The kids probably get it. It's annoying, but they get it. Now, you mentioned something, the rest of the school year. Now, that would be a pain in the wrong end. If they actually, because we're talking, what, first week of June? I mean, let's hope it doesn't go that far. I'm going to, again, assuming the school officials are going to turn to the police to say, are we in the clear now? And if the police give the, okay, we think everything's cool now, then it'll probably get lifted. My fear was that they were going to do it at every state college school, like your little guy's school and the two middle schools. I mean, how many elementaries does State College have? Like 10 or something like that? That they were going to do this stuff at all schools. I'm like, boy, okay. Yes, there are, what was the term I used yesterday? There are sick people out there. And, you know, we argue all the time about guns, all right, gun control. Well, a gun does nothing unless it's in the hands of a sick person. What are we going to do about sick people? Now, I mentioned yesterday, all right, before we take a break, once again, I'm downstate yesterday after the show. I'm helping somebody move. I'm helping a family member move. This has been quite a move. My job yesterday was to hook up the televisions and make sure they all work. I think I did that okay. All right, I think I did that right. So I drive through Harrisburg to get to where I have to go. Right down Front Street, if you're familiar with Harrisburg, Front Street is right along the river, Susquehanna. And the governor's mansion, Governor Shapiro's house for now, is right there. It's right along Front Street. And I drove past. I did not even think about pulling over because, first off, there's no place there to pull over, and I wouldn't have done that anyway. So as I'm driving by slowly, because it's about a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit anyway, I kind of look to my left. First off, there is a fence around the mansion, and there's a lot of trees. All right, so visibility a little obscured. The governor's mansion is a big house. It's a big building. And I look over and I notice it's very obvious. On the right-hand side of the building, there is a lot of damage. Windows are gone, all boarded up already. And so I'm noticing that. The other thing I noticed was TV crews standing outside waiting to do their stand-ups.
Oh, yeah.
And there they are. Well. Hi, guys. How you doing? Yeah. All right. Have fun, whatever channel you're on. There we go. So the TV guys and the spotlights are on. I'm thinking, okay, how long are these fellas going to hang around? They arrested a guy. I'm not going to name this guy. Some guy in his 30s from Harrisburg who apparently is sick. I saw one quick interview. His mom was interviewed, of course. She claims the guy has mental illness and he's off his meds. Oh, wonderful. That's great. So we got a little disturbed individual. And apparently when he was taken in yesterday, of course, the TV cameras are all there. And this guy is like sticking his tongue out at reporters. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, maybe they're right on this one. This guy's not quite right between the ears. I'm not trying to be insulting, but come on. So, again, you've got a twisted individual who just, boing, over the weekend, made himself some Molotov cocktails with alcohol in beer bottles. Yeah, it's not hard. And was able to somehow get on the grounds. Now, state police do guard the governor. There, 24 hours a day, there's state police near him. Somehow this guy evaded that, got on the grounds, got to that part of the building that I saw yesterday, threw in his Molotov cocktails. It's not hard. You light them up, you throw them in, poof, and so on. And it caused, you know, by the time they were able to, you know, get to this guy or get to it, the flames had already, up they went. Inside the right-hand side of the house. And if you've seen pictures online, there's a lot of damage in there. It's going to cost a chunk of money to fix up that part of the governor's mansion. Now, luckily, the governor and his family and some friends were in the other part of the house, which I guess is where, you know, bedrooms and you know, stuff like that. This right-hand side of the house looked more like a meeting room or like a ballroom type thing and so on. So I don't know if the governor and his family are out of the house now for a long time, if they're able to move back into their where they were, the left-hand side of the house. Don't know. But there are a lot of sick individuals out there. Let's take our break. And the question, once again, what do we do with sick individuals like this state college person, state college school person, or this Harrisburg person, or anybody that takes a weapon into any kind of public space? What do we do about sick people? Folks, if you've got some responses, we'll take a break. We'd love to hear from you. The police might even like to hear from you. All right, let's talk. We'll do it after this. Get that feeling. Get that feeling.
It's the Fox. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. PIMP, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. No purchase necessary.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society gold medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanyknights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast. The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
Your destination for a new Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Here's the plan. Sit in the seat of a B-Series Kubota. Take that B-Series for a test drive. And then imagine clearing snow in the winter, getting the garden ready for spring, and then driving over that mid-mount mower and mowing effortlessly with that B-Series Kubota. You can run all sorts of attachments on the Category 1 3-point hitch. And your destination for everything Kubota is Dodder Equipment. The B-Series has a 3-range hydrostatic transmission, which makes every job just so easy. Dodder Equipment, your destination for Kubota, invites you to crawl up in the seat and take a test drive on the BX-Series Kubota with tons of implements and even a 4-point front hitch. The Kubota BX-Series gives you lots of power with that Kubota diesel engine and, of course, 4-wheel drive. Your destination for all things Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. The Fox! Get up and get going!
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266. Barry Fenchack will not appear on the ballot for the Penn State trustee alumni voting this spring, a court judge upholding yesterday. Penn State's the board's decision to not allow Fenchack to be put on the ballot. Fenchack argued that the Board of Trustees was violating state laws governing nonprofits and freedom of speech when it altered its bylaws and created a new nominating subcommittee last year. Judge Brian Marshall writing that the subcommittee made its decision to keep Fenchuk off the ballot, and that decision did not breach an injunction issued last fall prohibiting the board from removing Fenchuk by vote. Fenchuk's emergency motion had sought to have him placed on the ballot and to appear in the first position for the election, which gets underway on April 21st. Board adopting several changes to the bylaws in July of 2024. This board, what a mess. I mean, you keep thinking eventually it has to improve, and it just doesn't. It just doesn't.
Well, okay, now you're an alum. I'm not. I went to another school.
Yep.
So alumni can vote in this vote.
For three, so the alumni, just the composition of the board is problematic. Always has been, will remain. It needs to be a smaller board. There needs to be more folks voted, not just appointed. None of that is going to happen because, and again, for a large number of these folks, it's just, it's a cool thing to have on the resume. They're not engaged. They're rubber stamping what the leadership tells them. Hey, we need you to vote this way. Cool. You know, let's keep our good professional relationship going in our various businesses and industries. Keep the gravy train going for my company that's doing business with Penn State. And, yep, we'll do that. You just need to keep voting the way we're telling you to vote. Cool. No problem. And it just rolls on. What a mess. Just a mess.
I mean, all the members of Congress are voted in.
Yes.
Senators, representatives, everyone is elected in. Maybe a lot of folks don't understand the Board of Trustees for Penn State, a small minority of people
very
are voted
small
in.
Minority.
All the other positions are, as you said, appointed from, I don't know, the agriculture industry and this group and that group and so on. They're not voted in. They're just picked. But they have the same standing or the same vote as the people who were voted in. And, yeah, it does seem a little odd that, you know, you've got decision-making going on from people that have not been chosen by alumni. So how do they make their decisions? Are they allowed to speak up against the university saying, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't do that? Well, okay, you were appointed, Bob. Okay, next time around we're going to unappoint you. Well, we're going to appoint somebody else. It is a little weird. It is a little strange on how they determine that. But, again, three more so-called alumni members will be elected starting next week into early May. I think May 5, May 6, one of those two. So it's about a two-week election. And then the winners will be announced in a little later in May. So, folks, we live in an odd world, don't we? I mean, going back to this kid, actually, he's not a kid, he's 26, who murdered, and he did, this healthcare executive. Now, his trial is going on now, all right, or is going to be going on soon. The Department of Justice is going after the death penalty on this guy, which I guess surprised some people. Although, keep in mind, you got a new group of folks in charge now in D.C., and they do not think like the last group of folks. So we really shouldn't be surprised. I mean, really. You may totally disagree with the idea, but nobody should be surprised. The question is, can they get it? Now, Luigi Mangione, all right, this is the guy they nabbed down in Altoona as he was trying to, I don't know, get away or something. What's the charge here? First-degree murder as an act of terrorism, apparently, is the charge. And even though the video is plain, he pleaded not guilty. Now, I have friends who are lawyers, okay? And sometimes I just kind of vent about lawyers like, oh, Christ, what are you doing? Holy smokes. Can you imagine being this guy's defense attorney or attorneys? I assume he probably has more than one. What's your strategy? Now, what's your strategy to get this guy off? Again, it's plain as day he did it. This is not quite O.J. Simpson, for those that remember 30 years ago, all right? This is not quite that. There's no video of O.J. doing stuff except driving a Bronco down a busy highway, all right? That's the one video we have of O.J. And, of course, if you remember, those of us old enough to remember that day, remember it was live coverage, there's helicopters flying along, there's O.J.'s Bronco, all right, there he goes, and there's the police chasing him, and we're all like, what the heck is he doing? What is up with that? There is video of this 26-year-old guy doing it. We got it, you know, because there's webcams essentially now everywhere, all over the place. They're in any city, there's cameras like on every corner. They're everywhere or out in front of buildings and stuff like that. They got the video. So if you're the defense attorney, what's your strategy? And could it be he's very popular with a lot of people. Is that the strategy to get him off? Now, there's two things here, of course. I've never been on a jury, just once, and I'm not begging for it, but just once I'd like to be on a jury, just to say, okay, I've done this. Never done that. I've been kind of pre-selected, but I never made the finals. Don't start, loser, don't start, okay?
I'm telling you.
Don't start with me, all right? Don't start with me.
I mean, I was on a jury, but...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You've done that? Okay. I've had times in the past where I almost was, but then at the end it's like, nap, you're out. Like, okay, whatever. Now, if somebody at the courthouse in Bellefonte's listening, do not call me today to say, hey, we got an open slot! All right, no, don't do that. I got a radio show to do and other things. Now, again, they have to find him guilty first, and then the death sentence thing comes up, and it has to be unanimous. 10-2 doesn't cut it. 11-1, apparently, doesn't cut it. It's got to be everybody. And I guess if they can't get every... And in this day and age, I wouldn't be surprised if... Let's say they find him guilty. We're surmising here, okay? Because, again, the evidence is overwhelming. They find him guilty. Okay, now what do we do? They're going for the death penalty, all right? The Department of Justice, I don't see them getting it. I don't see them getting a unanimous jury. Not in this day and age. I just don't see that. And if you're the defense attorney, I mean, and this takes guts, but if you're going to win this gig, then you have to somehow, the man that was shot, the CEO of the health insurance company, somehow in court, you have to make him the bad guy. Good luck with that. But I can't, there's no other strategy. Somehow you have to make the CEO the bad guy. A guy who's walking down the street and gets gunned from the back. He's the bad guy. Buddy, I'm with you. This is nuts. All right? This is about as open and shut as you can ever, ever, ever get. But watch this trial once it gets rolling. Watch it to see, you know, what happens. Because I hope the attorney is making a lot of money. Whoever they are. I'm not watching it that closely. Hopefully they're getting paid. And if they get the guy off when he clearly, and we all have seen it, that he's guilty, he did it, there it is. If they somehow, some way, pull a Matlock or something and get him off,
Although that's one of my, I love that show. Remember the Matlock Show with Andy Griffith?
Oh yeah.
Every now and then I still watch repeats. Andy Griffith was unbelievable. He was legendary. Love that. Although at the end of the Matlock Show, the bad guy really was the bad guy, and he got it. Matlock always represented the innocent guy who was thought to be the bad guy.
That's
he was the innocent guy. The bad guy's over here. All right, boom. Oh, if only life worked that way. There we go. All right, there we go. Let's take a break here, for goodness sakes. Folks, we live in crazy times, don't we? And I can understand why we all kind of, we have that kind of attitude. Oh, here we go again. And it kind of weighs down on you. Now we have something at state high. And we have this healthcare exec killed. And some crackpot trying to set a fire to the governor's mansion. How do we find the sick people? Do you know? Give us a call, please.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. No purchase necessary.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit Belfont Cruise.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball with the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area. You can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This year's Penn State Board of Trustees election is about transparency and competence. And Pat Romano is asking for your alumni vote. Pat is a successful local business owner from Phillipsburg and a leader on the World Campus Alumni Board who believes in lowering student tuition, saving Commonwealth campuses, improving the Penn State student experience, and in honoring Joe and Sue Paterno by returning the Joe Paterno statue. Number 3 on your alumni ballot, Pat Romano will focus on Penn State's future and enough of the nonsense. This spring, vote for Pat Romano for the Penn State Board of Trustees.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society gold medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanyknights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Coming up in mid-May, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn. Next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant, State College, Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sports. Great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, and special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream. Just down the street from Beaver Stadium in the Jordan Center. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
Get going with the Happy Valley 98.7 The Fox.
head into the final segment of our Tuesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use. Again, 814-954-7266.
All right. How do we find the sick people?
Weigh in.
There we go.
Well, here's the thing. You can be sick and not at all a threat or a danger, and that's the thing. That there, this is where it gets very, very tricky, because the overwhelming, and I mean overwhelming majority of people that are struggling with the even severe mental health issues are not a threat to themselves or anybody else. And again, you can be crazy, like literally crazy, and just again, maybe need some meds. But even without meds, you're not a danger. Trying to identify who is actually a threat and what to do about it, it is very tricky stuff in a country that I think still values personal freedoms. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Good. Hey, I'm just doing a little follow-up to Scott's issue a little while ago on conspiracy theories.
Okay,
and I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not a big person who believes in them. However, the President of the United States recently had a conspiracy theorist who travels with him, 31 years old, comes to the White House and convinces him that a couple of people that he appointed aren't loyal to him with the National Security Administration, and he fires them because he listens to a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talk about that, and then, you know, when other people come out and come up with these theories, which I think are, you know, quite frankly, are BS, but when you have the President of the United States who tends to believe that kind of stuff, how do you expect other people not to believe that?
Caller, I'm not going to disagree with you. All right, you're talking about Laura Loomer, who is rather well known in conspiracy theories, I guess. And she had a meeting with Trump, and then right after the meeting, this happened. Is it definitive that she told him? I'm not defending her, because from what I've read about her, I'm like, whoo, okay, very interesting. That was directly connected to her, or he just did it? Do you know?
No, obviously I don't.
Okay, all right. I don't either. All right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But when I first saw that story a few days ago, I thought, seriously, this woman has that kind of pull that she can. Now maybe she does. All right. I mean, does Trump go wild every now and then? Yes. Goodness, we've been talking about that for years. Yes. Now, do I condone it? No. Again, we live in crazy times, just totally crazy times. Go ahead.
I totally agree with you on this, the craziness that we're dealing with. But when you give somebody credibility, and quite frankly, in my opinion, he was giving her some credibility. Whether she was directly involved in that or not, I will never know. You will never know.
Nope.
However, you know, it's quite coincidental that that's apparently the reason she came there, and then it happened shortly thereafter. So, you know, I guess you just have to make up your own mind of really what took place.
Yeah.
But all this conspiracy theory stuff is BS, in my opinion, and creating an issue with the general public. Anybody who pays attention to it, and I'm not sure, I'm getting to the point anymore that who pays attention to anything? It's sad to say, but it's the case, Everybody gets down on the media. But we have to get our news from someplace. So, you know, I guess it's where you get it. Maybe those are some ways you form your own opinions, and I'm pretty sure I do that, quite frankly. But I don't know. I know that isn't an answer, but I'm just saying is you can't lend credibility to people like that and then expect other people to say, oh, well, you know, we don't know whether he did or he didn't. He lended credibility to her. That's not the first time she traveled with him to 9/11. She's also a person who said that 9/11 didn't exist. That was fake. And she was 7 years old when that took place, by the way. So how do we? Where do we go from here?
That's a great question. I don't know. I'll tell you what. Tune in tomorrow's show. We're going to have these guests from the Page Center at Penn State. They've got an event about trust in media. I mean, this dovetails amazingly.
Yeah.
So listen for that tomorrow. But what did you have? You're going to say something.
No, I'm with you on the most conspiracy theories. If for no other reason, then I just don't think we're that good as human beings at keeping secrets. We can't help ourselves. Generally speaking, it's like, and I'm looking in the mirror here too, by the way. Like, if I find out something juicy, it's, hey, don't tell anybody. I mean, I'm not going to go blab it to everybody, but I'm probably, you know, here and there going to, I'm not talking about anything with national security. I don't have that type of information. But, like, you get something juicy that you find out from, you know, I know a bunch of reporters and different things around the area, and it's like, hey, keep this under your lid, but, man, they're investigating this guy for this. It's like, well, all right, I'll keep it under my lid, except I might. Man, I can't help it. I got to tell my one buddy over here who I know has been wondering about this guy. And so there's just different things. And so that's why conspiracy theories, generally speaking, I think are hard to buy. Now, that being said, you look at the the Russian collusion hoax, and it's like, my God, what happened there? How was that allowed to occur? And then, you know, you go back and you see some of the memos now that were written during the COVID stuff and Fauci changing his public position on different things. And now you go back and you look at some of the private emails and say, oh, my God. And so it is. It is really difficult now to know who you can trust and where you can get reliable information. And I'm with you. You got to get it from somewhere. And I try to read through and consume as much as I can. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense to me. This person over here, that does make sense to me. Then you find out a couple of months later, the person I thought made sense, that wasn't quite right. This person got that wrong. It is. It's really, really difficult. And yeah, most of us, by the way, I mean, the overwhelming majority of the public are not media junkies, thank God. Like, they're just living their lives, and it's like, well, I want to catch up a little bit here on the news, and you're counting on the news just being the news. Said, hey, we'll give you the facts, and man, by and large, that's just not what you're getting anymore.
All right, caller, go ahead.
Okay, hey, well, you guys have a great day.
All right,
no,
very good.
I appreciate the call.
Thanks for
your
call.
It is. It's
and it seems
tough stuff.
And it's everywhere. You know, it's not like only one side. No, it's not only one side.
Nope.
Okay. Now, I've mentioned a bunch of times before, folks, and if you disagree, that's fine. Do not get all your information from one source. Don't. If all you do is watch Fox News all day, you are ill-informed. If all you do is listen to NPR every day for news, you are ill-informed. Yes, if all you do is read the New York Times all the time every day, you are ill-informed. I don't care what the Times claims. You know, all the news that's fit to print. Not anymore. All right, you got to get your information from multiple sources. Check to see how different sources report on the same story. Now, first off, you'll get a headache, all right, because this version, then you read this version, like, wait a minute, it's the same thing. They can't both be right, and that's where we go a little crazy. But if you're going to be informed, you gotta get your stuff from more than one place, and then you be the judge. All right? You be the judge at that point. Anyway, yeah, I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to this show tomorrow. I really am. We're going to find out about the Page Center at Penn State, which I'd never heard of until recently. And then they've got this event, and I believe this event next week is for students. In other words, Penn State students. I could be wrong on that. I don't know if just anybody can, like, check this out. About trust in media, and man, is that a problem right now. That is huge. Among our stack of other problems. it's tough being a citizen. And then when you do this, I can understand why people throw up their hands and say, I want nothing to do with this anymore. I get it. I've had that feeling. You know, you get in a situation, it's like, this again, and just want to walk away. I get it. We probably have all gone through that. But we've got to keep going. We've got to find some answers to some of this. Yesterday, you kind of mentioned the see something, say something. And I know a lot of us feel uncomfortable doing that. Now, thankfully, somebody, I guess last week, saw something, heard something, reported it to State College school people who then alerted police, who then got into the act and found this guy, and apparently now, I guess, a second person or something. Thankfully, somebody did that. I know it's uncomfortable, because your fear is the same one that I've had every now and then. You see something, you're like, nah, that's not what I thought it was. Or you find out about something, boy, if I get involved, then I get pulled into this. We've all had that feeling, right? And this fear that, well, if I say something and it's wrong, oh, man, I'm going to look bad or something like that. Folks, it doesn't matter anymore. Now, don't do a cry wolf routine. Okay, bup, 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 bup. And it's like, no, 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 no. Now, don't do that. But if you've got some pretty credible info or something and you're just worried like, boy, that could be something, say something. Call the police, call an official person with whomever's involved, you know, all that sort of thing. Say something. If it turns out to be nothing, fine. Fine. It's okay. Yeah. The police aren't going to blame you, for goodness sakes. It's fine. But if you say nothing, and then, God forbid, you know, the use of that one that falls through the cracks,
yep,
and somebody goes and does something, imagine how you're going to feel at that point. All right. Unfortunately, that's where we are right now. We're in a time in our society where we just, anytime, and hey, stuff online, come on, think about all these mass shootings. Every time after it happens, well, on social media, this person said this or this person showed that. We're right there. Why didn't somebody say something? It feels like you're invading somebody's privacy, and God forbid, but you got to do it, all right? So that this incident at State College High and all the crap now that all those people have to go through for days now doesn't happen. We gotta do this. This is 2025. This is the society we live in today. I don't know. You have a thought there? I want to throw up my hands right now. Like,
you know what you do?
What?
You go to Dollar Dog Night, and you let all of your cares go by the wayside and enjoy those dollar dogs, or go watch Penn State softball beat Pitt. Folks, I just...
Okay, that works.
Enjoy the day.
That works.
Enjoy the opportunities that we have, and just keep getting through. We will be back to bother you some more tomorrow morning.
Bother you.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio?